Welcome to the Thrive in China podcast with me, Christina Kohler-Coluccia from Woodburn Accountants and Advisors. Our daily episodes on solving your China and Hong Kong business pain points are there to help leaders, managers, and entrepreneurs with the daily struggles they may be facing while setting up and operating in China and/or Hong Kong. We look at corporate administrative battles, such as tax planning, incorporation, accounting, human resource, and labor, as well as cultural and language nuances that may make a daily business life hard. Our goal is to leave you with solutions at your fingertips. I hope you enjoy the episode. Welcome back to another episode. Today we are looking at how to do a comparative analysis of choosing your location in China. Now, when conducting a comparative analysis to choose where your registered office address in China will be, and ultimately that should also be where your business operations are, companies should consider several key factors in order to make an informed decision. The first you have to do is evaluate the proximity of potential locations to target markets and customer demand. Consider factors such as population density, consumer demographics, purchasing power, market growth trends. Locations with easy access to key markets can facilitate distribution and sales activities. You've also got to assess the quality and availability of transportation infrastructure, including roads, railways, ports, airports. Consider factors such as proximity to major transportation hubs, ease of access to suppliers and distribution networks, and transportation costs. Locations with well-developed infrastructure can reduce logistics costs and improve supply chain efficiency. The next is comparing the cost of doing business in different locations, including factors such as labor costs, real estate prices, utilities, taxes, regulatory compliance. Consider not just the initial setup costs, but also the ongoing operational expenses. Locations with lower costs can obviously improve profitability and competitiveness. You've also got to evaluate the availability and the quality of the workforce in target locations. You've got to consider factors such as labor market size, educational attainment, technical skills, language proficiency, salary levels. Locations with a skilled and cost-effective labor force can support business growth and innovation. In addition, you've got to assess the regulatory environment and potential locations, including what are the labor laws, what are the tax policies, what are the business regulations, what are the government incentives, and how does this relate to me as a foreign investor coming into China? Consider factors such as the ease of doing business, the regulatory compliance requirements, and the potential risks. Locations with favorable regulatory conditions can minimize legal and administrative burdens. Consider also the presence of industry clusters and ecosystems in potential locations. Evaluate the factors such as the concentration of relevant suppliers, customers, competitors, research institutions, support services. Locations with vibrant industry ecosystems can provide networking opportunities, as well as access to specialized resources and knowledge spillovers. You've also got to identify and assess potential risks and uncertainties associated with each location, such as the local political stability. Are there security concerns? Are there natural disaster concerns, environmental risks, intellectual property protection? Consider the impact of these risks on business continuity and long-term viability. Locations with lower risk profiles may offer then greater stability as well as resilience. Then you've got to align the choice of location with the company's strategic objectives and long-term goals, considering factors such as market expansion plans, supply chain optimization, technology adoption, sustainability initiatives. You've got to choose a location that supports the company's growth strategy and competitive positioning. Evaluate also the availability of support services and potential locations, and that includes legal, financial, consulting, marketing, PR, talent acquisition, warehousing, logistics, etc. Consider factors such as the presence of business-friendly institutions, industry associations, networking opportunities. Locations with access to comprehensive support services can also facilitate business development and growth. Then last but not least, you've got to gather input from the key stakeholders, including senior management, employees, customers, suppliers, local partners. Consider their perspectives, their preferences, and concerns when evaluating these potential target locations. Engage the stakeholders in the decision-making process to build consensus and support for the chosen location. Now, by conducting a comprehensive comparative analysis based on all of these factors, companies should be able to strategically decide on the best location for their business operations in China. It is essential to prioritize factors that are most critical to the company's success and conduct thorough due diligence to mitigate risks and maximize opportunities. My advice, if you want to do this type of comparative analysis, is to speak to real estate agents who have an understanding of the Chinese market as a whole, and who also offer the solution of doing these types of location studies to understand what are your main priorities, what are your least priorities, and to then accumulate certain locations that would be great and would fit your needs. I hope today's video has helped. Look forward to seeing you soon. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Now, can Woodburn help you? I am offering a free 30-minute call where we discuss the obstacles you are encountering on your China and/or Hong Kong business journey and how we can help accelerate your success. The link to my diary is in the show notes. I look forward to speaking with you soon.